Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Tez Zayin, and we are four lines from the top of Daf Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, the two dots Amar Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kas Ben Fega, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Chaya Sara Bas Esther, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Harav Yecheskel Ben Rab Naftali, that's Reb Chatzkel Besser, whose yard site is Chof Hei Shvat, who was a legendary builder of Torah in America after the Holocaust, specifically in the area of Daf Hayomi, Yehi Zichrei Baruch, and may today's learning be a schus for an aliyah for his nesham. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the halachos of nidoy, or what's more popularly referred to as the halachos of cherem. So why are we talking about nidoy? Why are we talking about cherem? Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says, "I did the ayri b'menuda mefarishlo," because the concept of a menuda has come up previously in the parak, and as a result, we're going to digress a little bit, and we're going to dedicate an entire daf and shas to talk about the laws of a menuda. Now, why did menuda come up? Because the Mishnah discussed the iser to cut your hair, to shave on chalamoy. Then the Mishnah said, "The elu megalchem b'moyed," and one of the people that are allowed to be megaleach amoyed is a menuda shehatiru loy chachamim. From there, we got into other discussions related to a menuda. Bottom line is, menuda has been one of the subtopics of the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Ma'akon. So says Rashi, it's for that reason, Mefarish Lehu, this is a good opportunity to talk a little bit about the laws of a menuda. So just a little introduction to menuda, just as backdrop and context for today's daf. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, discusses what exactly it means to be a nidoy. Mahu haminig sheyinoy kamenuda ba'atzmoy v'shenoyagin imoy. Meaning, what does it mean when a person is a nidoy? So there's different gemaras, most of them here in the third parak of Masechtas Ma'akon, but the Rambam Kedarkoy compiled all these different halachas, and he gave us a few si'ifei katan, a few halachas, so that we can know the basic kitzav shulchan aruch. What does it mean for a person to be in a state of menuda? Says the Rambam, menuda asa l'sapur l'chabiz ka'avo. Number one, he has certain dinam of avelos. He's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to wash his clothing, just like an avel is not allowed to. Ve'ein mezamnin olav. He doesn't count for zimun. He doesn't count for aboy samivel and benshin. For like koilu l'noisei ba'asar l'chaldovish atzar chasar. He doesn't count for a minion. You're not allowed to sit within dalan amas of this person. He's allowed to learn Torah, he's allowed to teach Torah as well. V'niskar, he's allowed to take a job. V'soicher, he's allowed to hire other people. V'imeis, what if a person dies while he's in a state of being menuda? Bezdin sholchin u'manichin evel al aroine. Bezdin would send a stone and they would put it on top of his coffin. Kloimar, says the Rambam, what was the purpose? Shehin roig menoisoi. The idea is that they're stoning his coffin. Lefisha who moved him in a tzibur, to show that he's separated from the tzibur. V'ein tzaruch loimar, says the Rambam, and it's poshit. Shein maspi. That if someone is a menuda and dies, he doesn't merit a hesped. Ve'in malavin es mitasai, and there's no inyan. Maybe even you're not allowed to be malavahim. There's no mitzvah of levoya sameis. So says the Rambam, that's what a menuda is. Stating that, the Rambam says that as daunting as it is to be a menuda, there's actually something worse. Something that's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisa inyan, but it's worse than being a menuda. Yes, sir. Allah, says the Rambam, a higher madrega of nidoy is hamuchrim, someone that's in cherem. So menuda and muchrim, nidoy, cherem, are synonyms of each other. And these are terms that are often interchanged. But the truth is that if you're going to be more accurate from an academic perspective, they mean different things. Menuda is one thing, and muchrim is another thing. The menuda is on the lower level. The muchrim is yeser olav. He's on the higher level. So what additional things does the Muhrim have to abide to above and beyond the Menudos? It says the Rambam, number one, he's not allowed to teach Torah, and he's not allowed to be taught Torah. He's allowed to learn by himself, so he shouldn't forget his learning. Additionally, he's not allowed to take a regular job, he's not allowed to hire people. You're not allowed to handle with him. There's a little something that we allow you to do poshut to this person to be able to survive. But says the Rambam, there's two levels. There's a level of nidui, there's a level of cherim. They're not the same thing. Nidui is the lesser level. For someone that's in cherim, that would mean he's on the higher level. So what would a person have to do to get himself in such a situation where he finds himself as being a menuda, or maybe even worse, in cherim? So for that, we have to go back a parak in Rambam. The Rambam, also in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's in Perek Vav, it's Halacha Yud Dalet. This is a Rambam that really, if time wasn't a factor, we would go through Mitchila Vatzayif, but it gets late early with these long dafen. So as a result, just a little bit of a high level to get a feel for what the Rambam says. Al arba ve'esrim dvarim enada nasa adam. The Rambam says there are 24 things that can cause a person to end up in nidoy. Bein ish, bein isha, and it doesn't matter if we're dealing with a man or with a woman, it's all the same. There's no mitzvah saseh shazman geram and noshim pturos when it comes to nidoy. Men and women are identical when it comes to the laws of nidoy. And then the Rambam says, ve'eluheim, and this is the list. Number one, ha-mevaza es ha-chacham. If someone's mevaza talmud chacham, that's number one. So if someone's mevaza talmud chacham, afilu la'achar moisoy. Even if the talmud chacham is not alive, someone like that was put into nidoy. Ha-mevaza shliach bezdin. Ha-mezalzel bedover echad midivrei soifrin. If someone's mezalzel and says the Rambam of Ein Tzarich Loimer b'divrei Torah, skipping around. Mishi yesh b'shusoy dover hamazik. If someone has in his reshus something that's mazik, like a kelev ra or a sulam ru'a of bava kama fame, somebody has a sharamu'id inside his reshus. The halach is if he doesn't get rid of it, they would put him into nidoy. If somebody does melacha erev Pesach achar chatzos, that's an interesting one. Hamaskir shem shemayim levatala. If someone just indiscriminately mentions Hashem's name, that's a problem. If someone causes rabbim to eat kachim b'chutz, this is a fascinating list. It'd be impossible for us to come up with this list. The Rambam has a list of 24 different inyanim that if somebody would violate, that would cause this person to be put into a state of nidoy. Either way, the topic of today's daf is very much the laws of nidoy. It's the laws of cherin. The beginning of the daf is going to be a little bit more technical, similar to yesterday's daf. Bullet points, quick, short halachas. The second part of the daf is going to continue to discuss this theme, albeit with a lot of stories. And divrei agada. Sinzok de gemara, amar Rava. Rava began this conversation by saying the following. Minolon, and we need help from the Hagoy Sabach, right out of the gate. So it says, Rava, how do we know de kavinon duchta umeshadrinon shlicha de beidina? How do you know that Bezdin has a right to be Kaveh HaMakom, say that this is where we're presiding right now, and then send the Shliach to go call someone to come to him? The Chsiv, so the Gemara says, we know from a Pasuk in Parshas Korach, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Dasan Vaviram, who were very much a part of what Korach was doing, so he wanted them to appear in front of him. So, Vayishlach Moshe sent Likroi L'Dasan V'Laviram B'nei Aliyav, Vayoyimru Loi Nala, right, he sent for them, and they said they're not going to come. The Rishonim say that the Ikur Chiddush of Rava's first halacha is that you could send a Shliach, meaning you would have thought that maybe Bezdin would have to go by themselves if they want someone to come over, you could send a Shliach, it's not considered inappropriate. Appropriate, that's a okay to do, way to do. How do you know that you could summon somebody to court? How do you know Bezdin has the authority to issue a summons? This is learned out from a pasuk as well. Also, Parashas Korach. Moshe tells Korach, "Ato you v'chol adascha and your whole entourage, heyu lifnei Hashem. I want you to appear in front of Hashem." Hashem being the judge, Ata, you, Vehem, and them, Vaharin, and Aharin, Machar, and this should all happen tomorrow. So says Rabbi, you see, clearly Moshe Rabbeinu is issuing the summons to Korach. Says the Gemara, the Kami Gavri Rabbu, how do you know that in the event that the summons is going to be in the presence of a Gavri Rabbi, you should include it in the summons? Dechsiv lefnei Hashem, because that's what Moshe did. Moshe said, I want you to come and heyu lefnei Hashem. Shem being Kaviyochel the Gavir Rabbo. So you see, that's the way you're supposed to say it. Atuplanya. How do you know that when you summon somebody, you're not supposed to just tell them, I want you to appear in front of me. But you're supposed to include exactly who the other party is going to be, because that's what Moshe said. Dechsev ato vehem v'aharon. He said, I want you to come with your chevra, and Aharon's also going to be here. So he's being summoned to court, but he's being told very clearly, very articulately, what exactly this is going to be all about. Dekavin and Zimna, how do you know that you're supposed to set a date? Dechsev machar, because that's what happened. So they set a date. So you see, that's the way it's supposed to happen. Zimna basa zimna. How do you know that, let's say, the person that was asked to come to court didn't come? So how do you know you do like a makeup date? Dechsev, it's learned that from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, karu sham. Sham over here doesn't mean there, but rather sham in this pasuk is miloshin shamta. It's a loshin of cherim. Parei melech mitzrayim, sha'ein hever hamoyed. He didn't come during the appropriate time, and the understanding is that it was already a second time that he didn't come. But the point is that there's a concept of getting a makeup date. How do you know that, let's say, the court sends for someone to appear in front of their Beis Din? So they send a shliach, you're being summoned to court, and the person doesn't come, or the person is talked to in a disrespectful way. So is this shliach Beis Din allowed to go back and tell Beis Din what happened? Why, yeah. I don't know. Why not? Maybe it's Lashon Hara, so maybe you wouldn't be okay. So says the Gemara, how do you know it's not Lashon Hara? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was given a full-blown report as to what the reaction of Dasa and Aviram was when they were summoned to court. So how did the shliach have a right to tell Moshe what happened? Must be, it's not Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, you see, it's not Lashon Hara for the shliach Beis Din to report back to Beis Din what this person was being Mesarev Beis Din's reaction was when he received this hazmana. How do you know that if Beis Din requests from someone to do something and the person doesn't do it, he should be put into cherem? So the Gemara says, this we learn from a completely different part of Tanakh. It's learned from Sefer Shoiftim Perikei. The pasuk says, Oiru Meirois. So who exactly was Meroy? So the context is, the Yidden were fighting a battle against Sisera. He was one of the Canaanite kings, very, very powerful king. And the Jews are trying to put together an army and see if they can put together people that are going to go fight against them. And Meroy was one of the people that refused to go. He didn't want to fight together with the Yidden. And because of that, Oiru Meroy, he was put into cherem. So you see that somebody that refuses to join and do what he's being asked to do, Oiru, he ends up being put in cherem. Now the Gemara is going to darshan that entire pasuk, and we're going to learn that a whole bunch of different halachas. So I'll just mention the pasuk inside. Oiru meirois, Amar Malach Hashem, Oiru Oror Yoshveh, Kiloi Bo Le'Ezras Hashem Bigiboyrim. So says the Gemara, what do you see from here? Number one, the Hachi Savra De Gavre Rabba. How do you know that when a person is put into Cherem, you're supposed to say that you're being put into Cherem in the name of a Gavre Rabba? The Chsiv Amar Malach Hashem doesn't just say Oiru Meirois, Oiru Meirois Amar Malach Hashem. And we know the Machrimina, and how do you know you put him in Cherem? The Chsiv Oiru Oror. Meaning, how do you know that he doesn't just get put into to Nidoy, which is the lower level, but how do you know that there are even times where if he continues to refuse Beis Din, his state of Nidoy can be upgraded to Cherem? So we learn it from the words Oiru Arur. Oiru itself just means Nidoy. Arur, that's already adding injury to insult. That's already the higher level. That would be a level of Cherem. How do you know if somebody eats or drinks or who violates the laws of Nidoy, that he himself could be put in Nidoy? So if somebody violates the laws of Nidoy, so Pliny is in Nidoy. Right now, no one's allowed to talk to him. No one's allowed to be in his Dalaramas. If somebody goes and is in his Dalaramas, how do you know he himself may end up in Nidoy? Because the pasuk says, Yoishveha. Oiru Meirois, Oimar Malach Hashem, Oiru Oror Yoshveh. What do you mean Yoshveh? What did they do? So you see, if they violated, they would be involved as, you know, the Partina Chatoa B'Tzibur. How do you know that if a person's put into Cherem or into Nidoy, you're supposed to publicly announce and proclaim what exactly this person's sin was? Dechsiv Kilei Bola Ezra Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says why Meirois was put into Nidoy. It's because he didn't listen. He didn't come and he didn't join forces. V'Amar Ula said that when Meirois was put into Nidoy, it wasn't just done publicly. Ba'arba Meyash Shib Pure Shamti Barak Lemeirois. Barak was the one that put him into Nidoy, and he did it with 400 shofars. This was mamash a national holiday, and this is the way they did it. So this was done literally That's the way this went down, and this is a raya, that this is the way it's supposed to be. Ikadamri, some say, so who was Meirois, right? So the Gemara says, there was one version that says, Gavir Abahava. He was an important person, clearly, because you see, it was considered very, very wrong what he did by refusing. So Ikadamri, others say, Koichva Hava. Meirois is not even a person. Meirois was a Kochav. He was a star. Shenema, min Shamayim Nilchamu HaKoichavim. Because you see, when the Yidden fought against Sisera, the fight took place on an astrological level. And the stars were actually involved, and the constellations, and the mazalos. So that the star, it was the koichav of Meirois, that was the troublemaker. And that's what this pasuk is referring to when it talks about Oiru Meirois. Zok de Gemarin. Uminol and the mafkirin and nichse. How do you know that if somebody is put into Nido Yocherim, that Bezdin has the right to be mafkir all his nechasim? They can confiscate all his possessions. The pasuk says, V'chola shalayav, l'shoysh esayam, batzas asarim, baskenim, yechrim kol rechush, v'u yibada, v'kola gaila. The context over here is something we talk about all the time. Ezra, the beginning of Ayasheni, he asks all the Jews on a certain day to gather in the town square, and he says, whoever doesn't come, I'm going to take away all your possessions. Chazal say that you see from here that Beis Din has the right to do that. It's what's known as Hefker Beis Din Hefker. It's learned out from Ezra. But the point is, you see, there's a concept of Yechrim Kol Rechushai, so that's how you know that if Beis Din decides that this is something they want to do, they can exercise that right. That's the way this can happen. You know, not see none. How do you know that you can fight with a person that's in Nidoi? V'laitinon. Curse him. Umachinon, you can hit him. Vitolshinon Sayer, you can even pull his hair. Umashbinon, again a lashon of shvu in his direction. So how do you know all that? So the Gemara says it's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Nehemiah, Va'orivimon, I'll fight with them. Va'kalale, that's a klolo. Va'akamehem anoshim, I'm going to hit them. Then Martin, and I'm going to pull their hair out. Vashpi and Belikim, and again, there's going to be a shvua. So you see, all these things are things you know. It says the Gemara, no, how do you know the kafsinon, vasrinon, how do you know you can tie him down? Vavdina and hardafa, and you can even do quote-unquote hardafa. The Gemara will explain what that is. The chsiv, that's also learned out from a pasuk. This is a pasuk in Ezra. V'chol di lo leheve ove dosadi alakach v'dosadi malka. Osparna dina, whoever's not going to listen, in short, lehevi mislavid mine, this is what we're going to do. Hein lamois, some people are going to be killed. Hein lishroishi, some people will be uprooted. Hein laanosh, nichsin, some people, their possessions are going to be punished. Velasurin, some people are going to be tied down. That's how you know all these things. Samar says, my lishroishi, what does it mean to be uprooted? Amar Rav Adam Mari, Amar Rav Nechemia, Bar Baruch, Amar Rav Chiva Rabban, Amar Rav Yehuda, hardofa. What it means is hardofa. My hardofa, what is hardofa? Amar Rav Yehuda, Breidu, Ashmu, Bashelis, Mishmeidu, Rab, Menadin, Laal. What it means is that a person like this, if Bezdin chooses, they can put him into Nidoy. V'shoinim la'achash lo'ishim, and after 30 days, if he sticks by it, they can do it again. U'machrim la'achash lo'ishim, and if 60 days have passed, and he's still not being chayzer from whatever it is, then they can put him in chayv. Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinin, Ahachi Amar Rav Chizda. Chizda said a little bit differently, that you never put a person in chayv right away. Masrim be sheni, first you would warn him on a Monday, v'chamishi, and then Thursday, v'sheni, a Monday, right? Everything is Monday, Thursday, Monday. But, and then afterwards, we could start talking about putting him into Nidoy. The Gemara says, this is all when it comes to mominous-related stuff. But if this person goes keneged Talmidei Chachamim, he's a mevaza Talmidei Chachamim. That was the first that the Rambam mentioned in his list of 24 people that can end up in Nidoy. That's already different. Vir la'alter, immediately, we have a right to put him into Nidoy, says the Gemara. The first story in today's daf. There was a butcher that chepped with Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Spaker means he acted with hefkeris. He acted a very inappropriate way. Rav Tuvi Bar Masna is a big Talmud Chacham, and this butcher treated him very, very disrespectfully. So the Gemara says, Imnu Allah, Abaye V'Rava. Abaye V'Rava, they always came to the defense of the Tzurbim Rabbanans, of the Talmidei Chachamim. So they got up, V'Shamtu, and they put him into Shamta, which, by the way, according to the Rambam, is synonymous with Nidoy. So according to the Rambam, the word Shamta, which you always find in these contexts, just means Nidoy. So Abaye V'Rava, they put him into Nidoy, that's the lower level. The Gemara says, L'soif, Ozal Paisi L'Baldina. He went in and he was Mephias Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. And Rav Tuvi Bar Masna said, Amoichel you. Amr Abaye said, Heich L'Avid. What should we do now? Meaning, we put this person into Nidoy because of the way he acted with Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Now, he asked the Mechilo. Okay, so what should we do? Literally, should we be matter than Nidoy? Like Chal Shamtala Talsin Yoimin, 30 days haven't passed. And clearly Abaye and Rava were of the opinion that 30 days have to pass. Should we not be matur? Kabay Rabban Lameel. The problem is we need him. He's the local town butcher. And the Olam needs flesh. Basa Minolon. So really we're stuck here. On the one end, there's a din of 30 days. But then again, Where are we going to buy meat? Amalele Rav Idi Bar Rabin. So Abaye told Rav Idi Bar Rabin, tell me, midi shmir l'chabahot, do you have any information, maybe, you know, a braisa, a lumdis, something? Is there something you can help and contribute to this discussion? Maybe you can give us a little clarity. Amalele, he told him, Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifi Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Tachlifi Bar Avimi. And he said this in the name of the great Shmuel, right? Abaye and Rav lived way later than Rav and Shmuel. So he said, I'll tell you something from a free of the Gedar. I'll tell you something that Shmuel said. What did he say? Tut asar v'tut chari. Kaloyma Rashi. The same shofar that put this person into Chayrim can take this person out of Chayrim. Meaning you have to wait 30 days. If you want, you can take him out of Chayrim immediately. Amalei, but Abaye told him, Hani midi l'mamayna. I would think that's true. But only when it comes to mamonis-related issues. Avalafki, rusa adachai l'sham tala talsin yoimin. But when it comes to something like this, meaning I know what Shmuel said, but I think that this is different. He's mevaza talmud chacham. This is an issue afki rusa. So you see that not all of the 24 reasons that the Rambam gives for why a person can end up in nidoy were created equally. There's some that are more chomer than others. Specifically, they could all be divided into two groups. There's memoina, and then there's afkirusa. But the bottom line is, Abaye said, because it's afkirusa, I think this is going to be a little bit more serious. The Gemara says, Alma kosavra Abaye. One of the takeaways we can take from this story is that Abaye holds, Hanibi tosa de shamitu, that if three people put somebody into chem, li also tosa achrin v'shar, like, you can't have three other people go be matir the nidoy. Meaning, it's clearly implied there's something called mater nidoy. So just like there's ataras nidarim, there's ataras nidoy. Clearly implied from this Gemara. Abaye is having a conversation with Rava about being mater the nidoy of this person. So obviously, there's such a concept. Here's the shaila. The Rav that puts this person in nidoy, does he have to be the one that is also mater the nidoy, or could it be somebody else? So the Gemara says, Alma kusavir Abaye. I can take out of from this sugya that Abaye must be of the opinion that the same people that put the person into nidoy, he refers to it as klasa. Why? Because you need a bezdin. So the same bezdin that put this person into nidoy, this same bezdin has to be the ones to take him out. Now, how do you know that? So it's not 100% clear. So Rashi helps us out here. Rashi says one line. Mid the mahadir iyu nafshe l'mishri. Because it looks like Abaye himself was rolling his sleeves up and trying to figure out how to be matir this nidoy. Why didn't Abaye let one of his people, one of his talmidim, do it? Must be because Abaye was the one that put him into nidoy, and therefore Abaye held that he has to be the one to take him out of nidoy. And the Gemara says, you see, a chiddush in the sugyas of nidoy, alma kasavar Abaye. The Gemara says, why is this such a chiddush? Meaning, it sounds like this must have been a conversation somewhere along the way. And the Gemara is getting excited that we have information from this Maiser Rav with Abaye of what he holds. The Gemara says, yeah, dibay luhu. In fact, the Bnei Yeshiva had posed this question, hani bei klasa de shamitu, three people that put somebody into nidoy. Maul and Macy klasa achrin of like, do they have the, can three other people come and take this person out of nidoy, can't they not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, bring you a right. Menudah l'Rav, menudah l'Talmid. If someone is in menudah l'Rav, so he's in nidoy to the Rebbe. We'll see what that means in a second. He's also considered menudah to the Talmud. So if someone is a menudah to the Rebbe, he's considered menudah to the Talmud. Menudah l'Talmud, then menudah l'Rav. It doesn't work in the reverse. If someone's menudah to the Talmud, he's not considered menudah to the Rebbe. Menudah l'Iroi, menudah l'Racheris. If someone's a menudah in his city, he would be considered menudah in other cities as well. Menudah l'Racheris and menudah l'Iroi. But if someone's a menudah in another city, it doesn't make him a menudah in his own city. Menudah l'Nasi, menudah l'Chol Yisrael. If someone's a menudah to the Nasi, he's considered a menudah l'Chol Yisrael. Menudah l'Chol Yisrael and a menudah l'Nasi. But if he's a menudah l'Chol Yisrael, he's not necessarily considered menudah to the Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Echman Atamidim Shenida Umeis. Let's say you had a Talmud who put someone into nidoy and he died. So there were three people that put someone in nidoy, and one of the three died. Chelkay enei mufer. His chelik is not going to be mufer. Meaning, what he did is not going to be mufer. So this is a little bit of a wordy brisa. And the Gemara says Shmami not klas. You see three things from this brisa. Number one, Shmami no, you see, Talmud shenida l'chfoidoy, nidoy of nidoy. You see that if a Talmud put someone into nidoy because the person was disrespectful to him, then nidoy is considered a nidoy. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, you would have thought, I don't know, maybe the Rebbe, if someone insults him, he ends up in nidoy. The Talmud, he's called the Talmud because he's still the Talmud. So maybe if someone talks disrespectfully to him or someone's mevazim, maybe that's not enough. Where do you see from this braisa that that's in fact the case? That if someone's menudah to a Talmud because he disrespected him, that would be considered a nidoy? Because the braisa said that menudah l'talmud ain't a menudah l'rav. What does that mean, he's menudah l'talmud? If it means that it's a bona fide nidoy, then why would he not be menuda to the Rebbe? Where do you find that someone's menuda to Reuven but not to Shimon, to Levi and not to Yehuda, to Yisachar and not to, no such thing? Must be hacha b'mayaskinon, where the reason the person is in a state of nidoy, the reason he's a menuda is because he disrespected the Talmud, and that's what the Brayos is saying. Menuda le Talmud, if that's why this person's a menuda, ain't a menuda le Rav. But if that's the case, we see very, very clearly that it's possible for a person to end up a menuda simply for what he did to a Talmud. So that's the first thing you see. The Shmamina, another thing you see is kol echad echad mefer chelkoy. You see that every person has to be made for his chelik. If you have three dayanim that put someone in nidoy, one of them died, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, it's a problem. So you see clearly that everyone needs to be involved. The Shmamino, you know what else you see? Hani Beit Klasa, the Shamitu, that if three people put someone in Nidri, three other people can come and put this person into Nidri. Why? Because what's the problem? This person died. Let someone else come and fill his shoes. Meaning, from Shimon Gamliel, you see two of the three Shmaminos. You see, number one, that if one of the people that put someone into Nidri is not here to be matir, you can't be matir. Three people put someone into nidui, two of them are being matir, the third one, leibchenisht. It's a problem. What do you mean? Two out of the three did it, the teretz is you need all three. Additionally, you see that no one else can come and fill this person's shoes. Because if someone else could fill this person's shoes, that's very nice. I mean, not nice, but this person's not alive, but let somebody else come and let someone do it instead. So he says the Gemara, Shmami Notlas. You see, three chedushim in the sugis of Nidoy. Number one, if someone disrespects the Talmud, it's considered disrespectful, he gets put into Nidoy. Number two, any one of the members of the Nidoy that end up dying is a problem. You need all the chevra that hurt the person into Nidoy originally to be here in order to be matered. And not just that, it has to be the person himself. You can't even have a backup. You can't have a substitute. You can't have a replacement. You can't have someone do it for him. Amr Amemer. Amemer said, Hilchasa, as far as Allah is, Hani Beitlasa de Shamitu, also Beitlasa Achrin Basharli. No, three other people can come and they could do it. Amr Ravashi, Amemer. So Ravashi told Amemer, this was the third of the Shmamina classes. For Hotanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lemme Echman, Adin, Beshanida, who makes Chelke Ene Mufer, my love Ene Mufer Klau. Right? It sounds like if one of the person dies, now there's no way to be made for it. The Mar says, lie. All it means is that the Beitlasa Achrin Basharli. It's Ene Mufer, unless somebody else comes. But if somebody else comes, it will be Mufer. So the third Shmamina is not really a Shmamina. But what do you see from these last 10 lines of Gemara? There was a big discussion. If one person is Menada, could someone else take him out of Nidui? Or does it have to be the same person? And that's what the Gemara says. Gemara got excited. Amo kosover abayo, hani bei klosa de shamitu, leyosa klosa achrino, visharli. Tana rabbanon, ein Nidui pachas melamidyoy. Nidui has to be for at least 30 days. Ve'ein nezifa pachas mizayimya. But Nizifa, not 30 days, only 7 days. Even though we don't have a raya, clearly, that Nizifa has to be 7 days, but a zechel adover we do have. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'avia yarek yarek b'fanel, haloi sicholim shivaz yalim. After Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, so Hashem says, we're not going anywhere now for 7 days. Why not? Because Madoch is... Miriam's father would have been upset at her. 7 days, and now it should be 14 days. Right, but you see this concept that if someone's father's upset at you, so the 7 days of this. So what's Nazifa? We know what Nidoy is now. We know what Cherem is. That's the worser version. Shamta, the Rambam says, is synonymous with the word Nidoy. But now we have a new word. Nazifa. So what exactly is Nazifa? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about Nazifa. It's going to be the topic now of a good part of the rest of the daf. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions one halacha. It's in Yerideus, in Shin Lamed Dal. It's Sif Katan Dal. Just read the Shulchan Aruch. Nazifa hi. Sha'adam Gadol Goyer Boy. If an Adam Gadol gets upset at somebody. Loimar. For example, he would say, Kama Ploini Chatzuf. An Adam Gadol would say on somebody, Kama Ploini Chatzuf. Ukiyaitza Boy. Or something similar to that. This is the halacha. This person should hide. He should stay at home. He should be embarrassed. And he shouldn't appear in front of this person that clearly is upset at him. He shouldn't get involved in laughter. He shouldn't talk too much. And he shouldn't even do too many things. If anyone sees him, he should act as if he's in pain. But the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not like he's in Nido. He doesn't have to be outside of four amas of a person. Not just that. He's allowed to give people Shalom Aleichem. And all the dinam of Avelos, he's allowed to cut his hair. He's allowed to wash his clothing. He also doesn't have to ask the person mechila.
Ve'ein tzarech she'atiru loy. And there's no matter process, not like nidoy that we're talking about. Someone has to be matter the nidoy. That's not the case. Elakiven she'noha k'nozov zman nezifa mutam emela. As long as the appropriate time passes, that in and of itself would be enough. So there's this new concept called nezifa. And the Gemara just introduced it with a braisa. Nidoy is minimum 30 days. Like stam nezirus eshloishim yoyim. Stam nidoy, or ein nidoy pachas milamid yoyim. And the ein nezifa has to be at least 7 days. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, nidoy shalanu. Rav Chisda lived in Bavel. So when he said shalanu, he meant here in Bavel. He said, our nidoy is kinezifa shalahem. Meaning, them in Eretz Yisrael, nezifa, the price said, was 7 days. Our nidoy is 7 days. The nezifa didu shiva. That's what he said. Says the Gemara, Nezifa didu shiva v'sulai. Is that true? Nezifa is only 7 days. Rav Shimon bar Rebbe u'bar kapara have a yosvi kogarsi. So this is the second story the Gemara is going to tell in today's daf. A lot of stories coming up. So Rav Shimon bar Rebbe and bar kapara, they were once sitting together and they were learning. Kachu lushmait and they had a kasha. Omali Rav Shimon do bar kapara. So Rav Shimon bar Rebbe told bar kapara, davaz et zarech Rebbe. You know, this kasha we need Rebbe. Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was referring to his father. We need Rebbe. Omali bar kapara. Rav Shimon's bar kapara told Rav Shimon, my Rebbe oimer b'davaz. Says I don't know what Rebbe is going to be. How's Rebbe going to help us? So Gemara says, "Azal amalei lavu." So Shimba Rebbe went home and he told his father Rebbe what happened. There's an interesting Rashi here. Rashi says 6 lines from the bottom. It's kedai to see inside. Amalei lavu lefi tumai. He didn't go literally tell him, Tata, you know what Bar Kapara said? It was masir lefi tumai. How was your day? Right? And in the course of conversation, he told him what happened. V'lav mishum lishnavisha, meaning it wasn't lashon hara. It was just masir lefi tumai. And if it's masir lefi tumai, it's not Lashon Hara. It's very interesting, Rashi. But either way, Rav Shimon, Bar Rebbe tells his father what happened with Bar Kapara. So the Gemara says, Ikpid. Oy, Rebbe was very, very angry. Also, Bar Kapara was chazuile. When Bar Kapara came to Rebbe, Bar Kapara was Rebbe's Talmud Muvik. Omali Bar Kapara, eni makircha me'oilam. So Rebbe looks at Bar Kapara and says, do I know you? I don't recognize you. So the Gemara says, Yada the nakat milsa v'dayte. He realized something must be wrong. He chapped what must have happened. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe must have told him, Lafitumai, what happened? And Nog Nezivusa Benafshi Talsin Yaiman. And he spent the next 30 days in a state of Nezifa. Shumpa Machas Gaza Rebbe Shalay Yishnul Tamidim Beshuk. There was another story where Rebbe told his Tamidim he's not allowed to teach Torah in the Shuk. Meaning Torah should be taught more privately. It shouldn't be taught in the Shuk. My Darash, what was the basis for this? Chamuke Yurei Chayach Kamoy Chalon. My Yerech Beseser. Just like the Yerech, a thigh of a person is Beseser. After Divrei Torah Beseser. So Divrei Torah also has to be Beseser. We have a related raid bite on this from the Hafla. Chamuke is Rosh Tevis. Chasure Machzer of Ahach Ketani. And that's Madivre Torah B'Seiser, Pnimius HaTorah. This is one of the Makaris. But either way, says the Gemara, Yatzer Rabchi Avashon. So even though Rebbe had said no one's allowed to teach Torah outside, because Chasure Machzer of Ahach Ketani, but Rabchi went out and he taught Vishnei B'nei Achav B'Shog. His two nephews, says the Gemara, who are they? Rav was Rabchi's famous nephew, and Rabba Bar Barchan. Shomer Rav. Shomer Rebbe Iker. Rebbe heard about it. He got very upset. Also, Rabbi Chilus Chazuyele. So Rabbi went to Rebbe, not realizing that Rebbe was so upset. Amalei. So he told him, Iya. I think somebody might be calling you outside. So the Gemara says, he realized that he was upset at him. So he ended up in a state of nidoy for 30 days. On the 30th day, Rebbe sent her, Rabbi Chia, and he said, Tahadar, come. Then he sent them again to Loy Lacy. Then you shouldn't come. Right, get 30 days of Nezifa. On the 30th day, Rebbe sends a Shleach come. And then he says, no, I changed my mind. Don't come. So the Gemara says, what's the back and forth? First, Rebbe held Miksayim Kekulai. He said, the first thing in the morning on day 30. Just like Avelis Miksayim Kekulai. Nidu is also Miksayim Kekulai. Then he said, no, Loyam Rin Miksayim Kekulai. There is no Miksayim Kekulai. The Saif Asa. The Meister Rabchia came. Amalei, so Rebbe told Rabchia, my Asa, why'd you come? Amalei, the Shalach Limai, the Lacy. What do you mean? Did Rebbe said I should come? He said, but then I told you not to come. I'm a lazy. He told him, Zero, you see, Vizaloiro, you see. He says, I'm sorry. I got the first memo. I didn't get the second memo. Kara Ale. So Rebbe heard that. He quoted on him the following pasuk. That at the end of the day, that if Hashem wants a person to come, he's going to come. You can send all the shluchim in the world. Nothing's going to help. So the Gemara says, he told him, my time of it, Marachi. So Rebbe turns to Rebbe Chia and he says, okay, yeah, you realize I was upset at you. But he said, why'd you do this? I said, don't teach Torah b'chutz. Why were you teaching Torah? I have a pasuk. It says the Torah should be singing outside. Amalei, so Rebbe told him, "Im Karisa, if you learned this pasuk properly, Lo Shanisa, clearly you didn't chazer. V'im Shanisa, and if you chazer, Lo Shilashta, you didn't chazer another time. V'im Shilashta, and if You chazed it three times like Pirush Shulchan. Then obviously you just didn't know, ever know pshat. Chachma is right. Sometimes you can chazer and chazer and chazer, but if you don't know pshat, it doesn't help. So he told him that even if you chazed multiple times, balamaisa, if you still don't know, then vayse is like Pirush Shulchan. Okay, so he told him, what does it mean? Chachma is b'chutz tayroin. Okay, the ravot. Amar ravot kol oisuk b'tayroin mi b'flim. Tayrosay machrez zol b'chutz. That's what it means. Chachma is b'chutz tayroin. That if a person is oisuk b'tayroin mi b'flim, eventually at some point the Torah is going to be machrez zol. It's just a matter of time before everyone's going to know who he is. So he said, "Did Rav Chiya b'ksiv loy me roish b'seisa dibarti?" Isn't there another pasuk? Okay, chachmas b'chutz tarayna. Clearly, I didn't learn the right way, said Rav Chiya. But what about this pasuk? Loy me roish b'seisa dibarti. Torah is not supposed to be taught b'seisa. So he said, "Who be yomid akala?" It's true. There are times it's supposed to be taught publicly, like yomid akala. That was the yontif time, the yarchikala. So during those times, it's done publicly. But ordinarily, not. Says Rav Chiya, "Hay chamuki rechayich my avile." Rebbe was basing his position initially on chamuki rechayich. That Torah is supposed to be like a thigh. The thigh is b'seisar. Torah is supposed to be b'seisar. So what did Rav Chiya think of that pasuk? Says the Gemara, "Moikila b'tztaku b'gmilas chasadim." It's referring to tztak and chesed. Beautiful Gemara. Tztak and chesed, that's supposed to be done b'seisar. Matan b'seisar, right? So there's an idea of when it comes to doing chesed, don't do it in a way where everyone knows all the chasadim that you're doing. Over there, there's a concept chamuki rechayich. But Torah, he felt not that way. But what do you see from here? We see from both of these stories. Side the story with Bar Kappara, who told Rav Shimon Ben Rebbe, he says, what's Rebbe going to help me for this pasuk? And Rebbe got upset. And he stayed away from him for how long? 30 days. And Rebbe had told his Talmidim, he said, don't teach Torah b'chutz. And Rav Chiya went and he violated it. And what did Rav Chiya do again? He waited away for 30 days. I'm a Nazifa to do, Talson Yoimin. See, you see, Nazifa is 30 days. What's the kasha? We had a Braisa. Nidui is 30 days. Nazifa is 7 days. You have two stories with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that it was 30 days. Oh, the Gemara, it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Nasi Shani. Because he was a Nasi, it was different. And it's for that reason, it was for such a long period of time. Just to come up for breath for 1 second. So the Gemara says, Rabbi is disappointed at Rabbi Chiya. Why? Because he taught Torah B'Rabim. And he said that Chamuki Rechayich, he didn't want him to teach Torah B'Rabim. So he comes and he appears in front of Rabbi. And what does Rabbi tell him? Amalei Iyo. I think somebody is looking for you outside. Rashi says, why do you call him Iyah? His name was Chiyah. It's not Rashi. Kach kino shmoy shel Rav Chiyah. It was like he was using a nickname, and it was a Lashon Gnai. The purpose was a Lashon Gnai. So the Marsha Shtel Su'a Gemara that we learned together not very long ago. Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Chiyah, the Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. Rav Chiyah once told Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, he told him, Ilmalei Ata Levi, if you would be a Levi, Pasolatim in Aduchen. He said, you wouldn't be able to Duchen, Mishum Da Avi Koylech, because you don't have a good voice. And because of that, if you were a Levi, the ultimate insult. If you were a Levi, you wouldn't be able to Duchen. So the Gemara says, Asa Amalei Lavuas. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe was very insulted. He went and he told his father, Amalei. So Rebbe told the son of Rav Shimon, Zilei Amalei, go tell Rav Chiya, Kshatu Magia Eitzel Vechikisi Lashem. When you get to the pasuk of Vechikisi Lashem, like Nimtzes Mecharef Amagadif, you're going to be a Mecharef Amagadif. Why? So Rashi says, Shehoyu Koyre Lechesin Heyin. Rav Chiya couldn't pronounce a ches. So instead of a ches, he would always say a hey. And it was Nira Koyim and not Vechikisi, but Vechikisi, which Mamish is Nimtzes Mecharef Amagadif. So says the Marsha on this Gemara, something that we would never be able to say, that Rebbe was disappointed at Rav Chiya. So he wanted to speak to him B'loshen Gnai. So what did he tell him? He told him, Iya. Mi kair l'cha b'chutz? Because Rav Chiya himself couldn't say Chiya. He would say Iya. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet on the base. That's the rest of the story. That's why he said Iya, mi kair l'cha b'chutz. And the Marsha says, what do you mean? Someone's outside? Is someone looking for you? Right? Rav Chiya turns around. I was only kidding. Right? What was that about? No, he was trying to say that you're violating this idea of chachmas b'chutz taroy, of taroyna, of chamuki rechayach. That was the play on words. Why he told him mi b'chutz. Okay, so says the Gemara. In Eretz Yisrael, Nidui was 30 days, Nazifa was 7 days. Rav Chisda said in Bavel it's different. The standards are much lower. In Bavel, our Nidui is like their Nazifa. So if Nazifa ordinarily is 7 days, Rav Nasi was different because he's the Nasi. So over here, Nidui is going to be 7 days. Okay, so how long is Nazifa in Bavel? The Nazifa, the Don Kamahava. How long is Nazifa in Bavel? So the Gemara says, Chad Yoima, it's 1 day. How do you know? Another story. Gehadish Shmuel Bar Ukva. Shmuel Amar Ukva. So we know who Shmuel was. Shmuel was the Rosh Hashiva in Naharda. He was the great leader of the great academy in Babylonia. Stating that at the time that Shmuel and Rav lived in Bavel, the Reish Galusa, was Mar Ukfa. Mar Ukfa was very wealthy. He was the Reish Galusa, very important person. Now, Mar Ukfa, as we're about to see, wasn't Rav and Shmuel. I mean, we know that from learning Gemara. But at the same time, he's one of the great Amiran. And as far as power goes, he was the final authority. He was appointed by the government. That's who Mar Ukfa was. So the Gemara says, Shmuel and Mar Ukfa had the following arrangement. Kabiyosfi, Garsi, Shmaito, when they were sitting and learning a sugya, so Kabiyosfi, Mar Ukfa, Kamei, the Shmuel, Berichel, Dalet Ames, Shmuel would be the one giving the share. Mar Ukfa wouldn't even sit within his Dalet Ames, out of deference, out of respect for the greatness of Shmuel. Kabiyosfi, Bedina, but when there was a Din Taira, Mar Ukfa was the Rosh Bezdin because of his position, and Havi Yosef Shmuel Kamei de Mar Ukfa. Shmuel would sit in front of Mar Ukfa, also Berichel Dalet Ames, 4 Ames away. Vavi Chayki Leiduch de Mar Ukfa. But the Gemara says that ordinarily the Av Bezdin would sit like on a platform. He would sit very elevated, tremendous kavod, to the point where he wouldn't even be able to communicate really with the people in front of him. But in the case of Mar Ukfa and Shmuel, that's not the way it was. Rather, what they did was, is they engraved a duchta, a place for Mar Ukfa to sit inside the ground, betzifsa, they covered it with a mat, v'yasav ilaveh. And the reason was, is ki hechad l'shtam emili, because at the end of the day, Mar Ukfa benefited from being able to talk and learning during these court cases with Shmuel. So as much as he sat Dalet Ames away, but he didn't sit too high, because he wanted to be able to have his ear, they should be able to talk. So the Gemara says that when they would go home, Mar Ukfa would escort Shmuel home. Because at the end of the day, Shmuel was still Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Kimata Lebeise, one day, the Kol Yoima have a Malavim Le Mar Ukfa Shmuel. Every day, Mar Ukfa would be Malavim Shmuel. Adush Biza until his house. Yemechad, one day, Itri Bedine, Mar Ukfa got very fatracht in some din Torah that he was busy with. Have a Azul, Shmuel Basreise, he started walking home by himself. And Shmuel was walking behind him. Kimata Lebeise, when Mar Ukfa got to his house, he stopped. So Amalei, so Shmuel tells Mar Ukfa Le Nogalacha, Rashi, it's not enough that I walked behind you, that now you're even stopping me. I have to go home. You're supposed to walk me home. I'm waiting for you to walk me home. I followed you all the way to your house. Now you're stopping. I have to get home already. Literally, will you let me? Did you give me rishus to go home? So Shmuel was talking to Mar Ukfa in a way where Mar Ukfa understood that he wasn't happy, that he didn't walk him home. So the Gemara says, Yodan Danakan Milse Bedaite. He realized that Shmuel was disappointed. Nag Nezivusa Benavshe. So he took upon himself Nezifa for how long? Chad Yoima, one day. Oh, this is what you see. Nezifa is one day in Bavla. He hits another story. That was Yosfa Beshvila. There was a woman that was sitting in the middle of a road. Have a Pashtakara. Her leg was spread across the road. Vikamenifa Chushloi. And she was winnowing barley seeds. There was a tzum rabbanan, a yeshiva bach that was walking by, and she didn't move aside. He was finding it very difficult to get by her, and she didn't give him the covet he deserved. Amar, so this tzum rabbanan said, this woman, she speaks with, she's such a mechutzef. I saw the comment of Rav Nachman, she heard this, she got very scared. So she went to Rav Nachman. So she told Rav Nachman, "My niduyin, my chayrim, is this a shamta? Like, what is this?" So Rav Nachman said, "Mishamet shamta mipume." Did this Surm Rabban? Did he say the word shamta? I'm like, "Loi, no, I didn't hear that. I heard the word chutzpah. I didn't hear the word shamta." Loi Amalah. He said, "Zili nehugi nezifu sechayyim even after." And all you are is benezifa. And how long is nezifa? We're in Bavel. It's only one day. So again, you see, nezifa is only one day. Zutra bar Tovia have a pasuk to the Kamei Rabbi Yehuda. Zutra bar Tovia, he was once learning a pasuk in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda. Came out the Leipzig when he came to the following pasuk that. These are the words of David Achreinim. Amale. So Zutra Bar Tovia tells Rabbi Yehuda. Amale Achreinim Mechaldek Rishayim. Must be this Rishayim, right? If there's Achreinim, then clearly implied there's Rishayim. He said Rishayim Aniu. If these were Divrei David Achreinim, what were the Rishayim? So Mar says Shasik V'loy Amale V'loy Midi. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. Hadar Amale. He asked him again. Achreinim Mechaldek Rishayim. Rishayim Mahi. Amale. So Rabbi Yehuda finally turns to Zutra Bar Tovia and he says, "Ma daitech lo yoda pirusha daikrol avgaver." You trying to rub it in? Like you're trying to say that I can't. Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh Hashiva, right? I'm not worthy of being the Rosh Hashiva because I don't know pshat in this pasuk. I said, "I don't know." What should I tell you? I don't know. So the Gemara says, "Yoda the nokin milsa b'daitech." So Zutra Bar Tovia chap that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't so happy. Nog nezivusa benavshe chad yoyim, and he spent one day in an estate of nezifa. Now, just what's pasuk pshat? What's going on here? Elo divrei David achroinim michaldek rishonim. I mean, David Amelach said a lot of things. What are we even talking about? So Rashi says, Divrei, the word Divrei is a Lashon Nevuah. David HaMelech was a Navi, but we don't have that much Nevuah. This was a Nevuah of Achroinim, Michlal De'ikor Rishonim, and they're trying to figure out what the other Nevuah was. So the Gemara says, Uda Asan Allah, Mia, Achroinim, Michlal De'ikor Rishonim. Rishonim Mahi. It's a good question at the end of the day. Rav Yehuda didn't know the answer. But it's a good question. So what are the Rishonim? And the Gemara from here until the bottom of the Yomid is going to digress from its like Greshen, and it's going to talk about David HaMelech, some famous Gemara between here and the bottom of the oven. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. Vayidaber David Hashem es divrei shira hazois, b'yom hitzel Hashem oisei mikaf kol oivav u'mikaf shol. The other nevuah of David was the shira that he sang when Shol HaMelech was killed. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. So Chazal say, when David HaMelech sang shira after the untimely death of Shaul HaMelech, Hashem tells David, Shira to Imer al Mapalosei Shal Shaul. He's singing Shira on the Mapal of Shaul, and he said like this: Il Mali Akta Shaul Vehu David. If you would have been Shaul and he would have been David, Ibadati Kama David Mi Panavi. How many Davids would have been killed? Meaning, the only reason you're alive and Shaul isn't is because your mazel is to be a Melech. Your Malchus is going to have a Hemshech as opposed to Shaul's. But let me do it you over him. So this is what he told him. So the Gemara says, this is what it means. What does Shigoyin mean? Miloshin Shkoga. It was a mistake. Now you think David HaMelech made a mistake that he sang about Kush Ben Yamini. So who's Kush Ben Yamini? It's Shaul. Just like a Kushi is Mishun Ba'oiroi. His skin color is different. So too Shaul was the same way. The pasuk describes Moshe Rabbeinu's wife as a kushes. Just like a kushes is mishuna ba'ira. Her deeds were incredible. Just like kushes mishuna ba'ira. After tkiyom mishuna ba'ira. Another source. Haloi b'nei kushiyim atam li beis Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is referred to as Bnei Kushiyim. The Chi Kushiyim Shman, Valo Yisrael Shman, Ela Ma Kushi Mishuna Ba'oirai, just like the Kushi is Mishuna Ba'oirai, Af Yisrael, Mishuna B'maseyem, Mikol Ha'umais, we have a related raid bite on this Gemara, it's a Chassam Sofer, in Periklul of Agazel, on the Flamed Hey, in the name of his, the name of the Hafla, it's called the Mitzvah to work in Eretz Yisrael, fascinating Chassam Sofer, Ayin Sham, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasek. My dechsev Noam David ben Yishai, the Noam Agever, who come? Oh, Noam David ben Yishai, Sheikim Ulo Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech is the one that he established the oil of Tshuva. What does that mean? That if there'll ever be a person, right, our Gemara gives us the abridged version, but in other places, the Gemara gives us the longer version, and that is if a person ever feels that he sinned to a point where he can't do Tshuva, Exhibit A is David HaMelech. If David HaMelech was able to do tshuva on Bat Sheva or Yachiti, there's no one in the world that can't do tshuva. The pasuk says, "Amar Elikei Yisrael, Diber Tzur Yisrael, Moishel Ba'adam Tzadik, Moishel Yiras Elohim." So Gemara says, "My comment, what does this pasuk mean?" Amar Avivah Hachi comment, Amar Elikei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, Ani Moishel Ba'adam. Hashem says, "I'm Moishel on top of people." Obviously, Mi Moishel Bi, but says Hashem, "Who's Moishel on me? Tzadik." Why? Shani goes exera v'tzadik mevatel. Because there's a concept of tzadik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim. So Hashem says that I'm Moshe, but who's Moshe on top of me? The tzadik is Moshe on top of me. Says the Gemara, Eile Shmois Hagiboyrim Asher L'David. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. And the pasuk reads, Yoshev Basheves Tachkemoini Rosh HaSholishi Hu Adinoi Ho'etzni Al Shmoine Meis Cholol Befam Echa. So the Gemara is going to dash in this pasuk. My Kama, what does this all mean? Amar Avo HaChikam of Eile Shmois Gvuroisev Shal David Yoshev Basheves. We're going to talk about the Gvura, the greatness of David. He didn't sit on top of pillows and blankets. Ella Gabi Karki would sit on the ground. Because when his Rebbe was alive, he would sit on top of a he would sit on a comfortable chair. But when he died, he would only sit on Karka. So they told David, why are you not sitting on Karmakasas? He didn't want to be Makabal. He says, no. This was the Anova of David HaMelech. Tach Kemuni. We have a related rebate on that also, by the way. Omer Av, Omer Alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayu Atzmecha, because you were such an Anov, Tehi Kamoini. You should be like me. What does it mean? David HaMelech is like Hashem, Shani Goyzer Gzeira, Va'ata Mevatla. This concept of Hashem says, I'm Goyzer, you'll have the ability to be Mevatalit. Roish HaSholishi. What does that mean? Te Roish L'Shloishes Ovis. You're going to be the Roish for the three Ovis. The Rashash says that what this is referring to is a Gemara that we all know. The Gemara says when Hashem was trying to get Yerovim ben Avot to do tshuva, so he told him, Chazor Bach, Vani Vato Ben Yishai Netayo B'Gan Eidim. And he said, Mi B'Roish? He said, Ben Yishai B'Roish. So you see that Ben Yishai is B'Roish when it comes to being Netayo with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Gan Eidim. So says Rashash, I don't know what this Gemara means. Maybe it means that Gemara. That you see that David HaMelech is Roish to the Shloishes Ovis. Because David HaMelech is B'Roish. He's not just B'Roish over Yerovim. He's B'Roish over everybody. So you see this concept of David HaMelech is metayel b'gan Eden when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe that's what it means here, tei roish l'shloish hazavis. The pasuk continues and says, hu adinai ha'etznik, sh'yosh v'yosh b'tayr. When David HaMelech was sitting and learning Torah, ha'yim ma'aden atzmi k'taylas, he curled up like a worm. Hu b'shal sh'yotzel l'mulchama, when he went out to fight a war, ha'yim makasha atzmi k'eis, he would make himself strong, literally like a tree, like a piece of wood. Al sh'moyne me'yos cholo b'pam achas. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Shaya Zoyre Chetz. David HaMelech would throw an arrow, Umapul Shmoyne Meyos Chal B'Famachas. And he was able to kill 800 people at the same time. But he felt bad because he felt that he was being shorted 200. Techsev, what was it? It was 200? Echa Yerdeif Echad Elef. The Pasuk says that when Chayis was going to do the right thing, one person is going to be able to kill 1,000. Yatz Abaskal Amra, Abaskal came out and said, Rak Bidvar Uriah Hachiti, that this is related to Uriah Hachiti, because of the chet of Uriah Hachiti, he lost out, and it's for that reason he was only able to kill 800. He wasn't able to kill 1,000. Exhale. So, two ha'ariz related to today's daf. So one of the themes of the raid over the last little while was, it was a few raid bites, we talked a little bit about moifsim. The concept that you find that a tzaddik is able to perform a miracle, a concept is able to pull off a moifis. And the truth is, as we're about to see, there's a very important ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush in that sugya, tucked away in this Gemara, in Masechtas Ma'akot and Daf Tezayin, which deals primarily with laws of Nidui and Cherim and Shamta and Nazifa, but at the same time, a very, very important yisoid that is very easy to gloss over because there's just so many words in today's daf that are related to this idea. So just to chazer over a little bit what we've talked about. We mentioned not so long ago, the end of Masechtas Megillah, the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer and Erechaim Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin, where he had a discussion about Elisha the Navi, who throughout Malachim Beis is performing incredible miracles. And the question was, what was his power? How was this something that Elisha was able to do? And the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that Elisha da'avad, everything that Elisha did, he did with tefillah. And the Chasam Sofer was bothered. He said, how did the Gemara know that what Elisha did, he did with tefillah? Maybe he didn't do it with tefillah. Maybe the way he did it was using the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the world was created b'chof Beis Oisiyos, and we know that there's a concept called Seifa Yetzirah, where people knew how to be Metzar of Techaf Beis Oisiyos. The Gemara says there were Amayram, that every Erev Shabbos they would make an Anglotilsa. The Gemara talks about Rabbah, who once made a goylem, he was able to literally make a person. He sent it to Rab Zeira, the Gemara says. But either way, you find this concept that the Amirom, they were able to use the Seifa Yetzirah, and they were able to perform miracles. They were able to create things incredibly. And the Chasam Sofer says, by the way, Be'inai wrote, you see, I saw this with my own eyes, by my grace, the Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, that this is something that he used to do. This was the tshuva that he wrote to Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the Heilige Yismach Moshe. But either way, so the Chasam Sofer over there discussed two different derachim of how a tzaddik is able to perform a miracle. So people that go to tzaddikim, you want brachas, you're looking for yeshuas. So what is the tzaddik going to do? What does the tzaddik have in his arsenal? And from that tshuva, what emerged was two things. Number one, tefillah. There's a koyach tefillah that a tzaddik has that us mortals don't have. Va'oid, there's also an idea of maifsim, using shemas akdoshim. And there's limitations, who could use it, how, but at the same time, there is a concept of shemas akdoshim, and that's also something that the tzaddik has in his arsenal, something that he's able to use at his disposal in terms of being able to perform a miracle. There's another idea that we talked about when we learned the sechtes tainus. The Gemara told the miracles about Chayni Amango and Rab Chanina ben Doisa, and there's the famous words of Chazal, where the Gemara says that Rab Chanina ben Doisa told his daughter, Misha Amar L'Shemin V'Yidlaik, Hu Yoymar L'Chaymetz V'Yidlaik. And we said an idea in the name of the Sfarim HaKdoshim that say that really nature is the mask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the world's mask. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's disguise. It's Hashem's way of us not having free will and bechira, so like this, we'll be able to be boicher b'toiv and get tzchar, and it won't simply be nahama de kisufa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is einoy mavadai. Hashem pulls every single string in the world. There is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, you wake up in the morning, you look outside, it's not so evident, it's not so clear. And the reason is because what you see Teva. You see a planet that's revolving on its axis, you see a sun that's rising in the morning and setting in the evening, and we see a world that to a degree could be explained scientifically. And really, that's all, it's a mask. It's the disguise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we'll have Bechira. So the Svar Makdoshim say, a mask, a disguise, only makes sense, it only has a pshat, to the extent that you don't know who's behind the disguise. So, for example, if somebody is trying to hide from somebody else, he may put on a disguise, he may go incognito, or may put on a mask. So like this, the person he's trying to hide from won't know that he's the person that's behind this disguise. But the minute that person knows who's behind it, the minute your cover is blown, so now the disguise is a chuk of a tlula. The tzaddikim, say the svarim, came to such a madrega that they were able to realize with such clarity, einoy bavadoy, and that the whole teva is simply a disguise. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hide behind teva is a chuk of a tlula. And that's why Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who had reached that madrega, said, Misha amal l'shem v'yidloik, hu yoyme l'chaymetz v'yidloik. He said, to me it's all the same. And if you recognize that there's no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz, then you're right. And that was the Madrega of Chanina Medais. But that's another idea. The idea is Sadiqim are able to perform miracles. They're able to pull off Moifsim. Why? Because in their midst, where they are, in their machna, in their mechitza, things are different. Because in their mechitza, there's not such a level of Hester upon him as there is in the rest of the world. And it's for that reason that things are different. The laws of nature are literally different. So we have tefillah, we have the concept of using Shemus HaKadoshim, and then we have the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is just different. Because at the end of the day, Teva is a mask, and once the cover of Teva is blown, there's just no svar anymore, there's no secha for the mask to be there. So the greater a person's level of amunah and betochen is, the more clarity a person has in sa'einecha shamaima uru'u mibara eila. The more a person comes to mipsarei echsa elikim, the less teva starts playing a role. As for that reason, you find tzaddikim that were on the level of misha amal Hashem v'yidlik, hu yoyme l'chaymetz v'yidlik. But as mentioned, there's another idea. There's a fourth concept, and that's in today's daf. And just a little bit of a background. The Gemara in the Sechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph. So the Gemara over there is in the middle of some of the most intense Agadat the Gemara in Shas. So you wouldn't think that the most intense Agadat the Gemara in Shas are Mesechtes Bava Basra, but they are. It's the first few Dafin, very, very famous Dafin, in the beginning of Perek HaMoicher Sasvino, and really the primary feature of those Gemaras are the stories that the Gemara tells about Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, I was once traveling in the Midbar. I was in the Sinai Desert. And I met a Taya. I met a Seicher Yishmaeli. I met a Yishmaeli merchant. And he came to me and he told him, Ta Achvi Lach Har Sinai. He says, come with me. I want to show you. You want to see where Har Sinai is? Yeah, of course. I'd love to see Har Sinai. He says, come, follow me. I'm going to take you to Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Azli, I went. Chazoy de Hadron Le'akrabi. I saw there was a mountain, and the mountain was surrounded by scorpions. Fikaimi ki chamri chivarti. And they looked like white donkeys. And the merchant told me, this mountain, this is Har Sinai. Shamati, so Rabbi Brachana said, I went close. And I listened, and I heard Baskol Shemeres. I heard a Baskol say, Oili Shenishbati, woe is to me that I swore. The Achshav Shenishbati, but now that I swore, me Meferli, I wish somebody would be able to be Mefer what it is I did. So the Gemara says, Kasoy, the Kamid Rabban. Rabbi Chana said, but I came back to Yeshiva. So Amruli, I told him what happened. I said, you're not going to believe what I saw. I saw Har Sinai. They said, really? You saw Har Sinai? What was going on in Har Sinai? So he said, I told him, I heard a Baskol, and the Baskol said, Oili Shenishbati, I made a shvua. Achshav shenishbati mimeiver. I wish somebody would be made for the shvua. So the Gemara says they told him, "Call Abba Chamra." Every person whose name is Abba, Rabba's name was Rab Abba. His name was Abba. They're all foolish like chamars. And call Bar Bar Chana sichsa. And everyone that's a Bar Bar Chana is a chamar. He says, "Really? Whoa! What did I do so bad?" So he said, "Hoy lecholoyma. You should have said mufalach." I don't understand. You didn't hear the Baskel? The Baskel said that oily shenishbati v'achshav shenishbati mi meferli. So you should have said mufalach. He says, "Don't you realize what the Baskel was saying?" He says, "No. What was the Baskel saying?" The Baskel said, "Hashem swore that the Yidden are going to be in Golos, but
Hashem is waiting for someone to come and to be made for the Shvuah. So you had an opportunity to be made for it. So why didn't you do it? So the Gemara says, well, who savar? So what was Rabbi Bar Chanina's Havamina? His Havamina was, Dilma Shvuah said the Mabelhu. He didn't know what Shvuah was. Hey, be careful before you're made for a Shvuah. He said, maybe it was the Shvuah of the Mabel. The Shvuah of the Mabel that Hashem is never going to destroy the world. He thought maybe Hashem wants to destroy the world. And that's what he's trying to be made for Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon think? They said, no, Imkin, oily lama. Why would Hashem say oily? Oily shenishvati. Clearly, this is a bad kind of shvuah. And it's for that reason, the Gemara says, they told him, kol abba chamro, and kol bar bar chano sichsa. The Teres Chayim, in his Pirish HaMasechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dal Ramar Aleph, classic 17th century work, says the Teres Chayim, Adover Nifla. He says that the Baskol said, oily shenishvati. But now that I swore me meferly, who's going to be mefer? We know that if a person makes a neder, there's two ways to make that neder go away. You could do a toras nedarim. That's one option. Shimuna raboisai, right? I made a neder. I didn't mean it. At charota, Pesach. And then mutalach, and then it's done. And there's another mahalach. Psukim in the Torah, in Parashas Matos, but the Torah says that a woman that makes a neder, the halacha is that her husband is able to be mefer the neder. Or a girl that's a minor, if she makes a neder, her father has the ability to be mefer neder. The Gemara says, Baal sha'amar b'loshim chacham. The chacham sha'amar b'loshim baal, doesn't work. So if a baal, who has the ability to be mat the neder, would say mufrlach, wouldn't work. Or if the other way around, we'd say mutalach, it also wouldn't work. The Baal, who has the ability to be mefer, has to say the Lashon HaFara, and the Chacham, that has the ability to be matter, he has to use the Lashon of Atar. And the Gemara says the reason is because HaFara and Atar work very differently. HaFara works mikanu lahaba, HaTara works lamafreya. In Yeshiva, they say it's not lamafreya, it's mikanu lahaba lamafreya, v'advaru matikin. But either way, hafara works mikanu lahaba, hafara works lamafreya. It's not the same thing. And because it's not the same thing, therefore you have to make sure you get the language right. Straight to Teres Chayim, he says, I don't understand. The Paschal said, oily shenishbati. V'achshav shenishbati, mi meferli? If Rabbi Bar Bar Chanina is going to go now and he's going to be matter the shvua, is he being meferd, is he being matterit? He's being matter. He's coming with Teiras Chacham, L'chayra. And he's being matter in the dark. So it shouldn't have been me mefer. It should have been me matter, says the Teiras Chayim. That you see from this Gemara, Adavar Nifla, that really the Koyach Rabbi Bar Bar Chanina would have had to go and be matter this net that was not B'Toyros HaToras Chacham, but it's B'Toyros HaFaras Baal. So you can say, what do you mean? What Shaykh is? HaFaras Baal means there's a Zivug, there's an Ishus, the husband has the ability. He says, the Pshat is, because the Gemara says, Masach Tesmai Kotten, Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says, Moshel ba'adam tzadik, Moshel yiras alikim, mi Moshel be tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that who's Moshel in me? Who has the ability to rule over me? You know who's Moshel in me? The tzadik. Says the Teres Chayim, v'gabi isha namiksev, you find by an isha, v'hu yimshel bach, that the man is Moshel on top, the loshin of tzadik Moshel be is a loshin that you find in Parshas Bereishis. You find it in the context of marriage. You find it in the context of ishos. And that's why tzaddik goyzer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim, because there's a concept that on some level he's moshel. So says the Teres Chayim that this koyach that Rabbi Bar Bar Chanina would have had was b'toras moshel, b'toras the Gemara in my cotton daf tezayin amid beis. It's not b'toras chacham, and that's why the lashon would have been not me matter, but the lashon would have been me meferli. But either way, that's this concept that tzaddik is kaviyochel, like the husband of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's this idea of tzaddik geyser, that Kaddish Baruch Hu mekayim, because there's a hanhaga of a hu yimshol bach. And at the same time, eze ishik shera, oyser etzayin baila, so by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's a similar concept. And that is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's oyser etzayin tzaddik, etzayin rev yasa. That's the way it is. And that's why in this Gemara, Bava Basra, Dafayin Dalit, it's not me materbi, but rather it's me mefer. You know why it's me mefer? Because it's working with Teres Hafara. It's not working with Teres Hatar, it's a marumokim nifla, here Mesantis Bava Basra. From the Teres Chayim. But the truth is, in this idea of tzaddik goes about Kodesh Baruch HaMekayim, there's another inyan. There's another concept. And this concept is Yodua, B'Shem D'Arachayim HaKodesh, and Parshas B'Shalach. D'Arachayim HaKodesh asks that we make a very big deal about Kriyas Yamsuf. For obvious reasons. Kodesh Baruch Hu performed an incredible miracle. The sea split,
and the Jewish people were able to cross the Yarden. It was an incredible, incredible miracle. The truth is, the Gemara says in Masechta Zechulin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was once traveling and he came across a Yarden. And he wanted the Yarden to split. It didn't split. And then finally, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said, "You're going to split," and it split. And either way, nothing. And it's a footnote in Shas. If you never learned Chulin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, or you were never told this story as a little child, you may never know what happened. So, Freik Darachim, I don't understand. Klal Yisrael, we make such a big deal in Parashas B'Shalach, Shvi Yishol Pesach, it's all about Kriyas Yamsuf, Mishpid, the Rebbe Shpalti Yam, Adayim Azeh, Pinchas Ben Yair, it sounds like this he was able to do every Monday and Thursday. So how can we not make such a big deal about it? So Rechaim HaKadosh says, a Dover Niflo. He says that the Kriyas Yamsuf that happened in Parashas B'Shalach happened before the Torah was given. As opposed to the Gemara with Rav Pinchas Ben Yair that happened in Chulin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that happened after the Torah was given. He says, we know, Chazal say, Bereshis Baro Lekim Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz. Bereshis Bishvil Reshis. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reshis. U Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reshis. The world was created for Klal Yisrael. In fact, Chazal say, Vayihi Bayoim, Vayere Vayivoyke Yoim HaShishi. Why Hashishi? It should have been Yom Shishi. It's referring to the sixth day of Sivan. Melamed Shisan Kadosh Baruch Hu Im Maisim Bereishis Va'omar Im Yisrael Mekavim Satayra Muta Vim Lav. And if not, we don't need this world because Achzer Eschem L'Soyer V'Voyu. Because the whole purpose of Bria Soylam was for Klal Yisrael and for the Torah. So says Darachayim HaKadosh, the world was created for the Torah. If not for the Torah, there wouldn't have been a world. Moving forward, once the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, the rules of nature are such that the world has to be machnia itself to the Torah. That's the way it works. And therefore, if Torah comes direct contact with nature, you know who has the right of way? The Torah has the right of way. Because that's included in Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu and Maisa Bereshis. It's included in Vayyera Vayyvoyke Yoim Hashishi. It's included in Bereshis Bishvila Torah Shenikra Reshis. So says the Erechayim HaKadosh. Before the Torah was given, when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, the fact that the sea split was a Chiddush in Maisa Bereshis. And that's why we make such a big deal about it. But he says what happened afterwards? That's not such a Chiddush anymore. Because Ochein Tanai Zehu that the Torah is always going to be kafuf, which to the Bria is going to be kafuf to the Torah and to the Imlei Torah, and says the Arachai Makadosh. That's why it wasn't such a chiddush what Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was able to do, because he was already coming with the Koyach Torah. Oh, with the Koyach Torah, that's a Tanai Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's not such a chiddush. Not shockingly, this Yisoid of the Arachai Makadosh appears also in the Torah of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And if you want to see a Ma'ar Mokum, it's actually a compilation of two different drushes in the Oireis Chassam Sofer and Parashas Bereishis. It's literally Daf Beis. It's on the first page. It starts Daf Aleph. This is on Daf Beis. So they put these pieces together. And he says beautifully, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says the Torah begins, Bereishis Bara Lekim Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz. How does the Torah end? The very, very last psukim of the Torah. L'chol ha'oysayz v'hamoyvzim asher sholchei Hashem l'asiz beretz Mitzrayim. L'pari l'chol ha'bodo l'chol ha'maratz l'chol ha'yad ha'chazok l'chol ha'moyra ha'godol asher osa moysh l'eni kol Yisrael. The Torah begins bereshes baro l'kim asher shmai z'aretz, and it ends with moyvzim, literally. L'chol ha'oysayz v'hamoyvzim asher sholchei Hashem l'asiz beretz Mitzrayim. What's the connection between the beginning of the Torah and the end of the Torah? There's always a connection. So it says, what's the connection between the beginning and the end? Says Oktach Sam Sofer, because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do oysayz v'moyvzim, and really throughout the generations, there were always Moshes. There were always Manhige Adar. And he says, even nowadays, that are able to perform Oysos U'moifsim. What's the Koyach? What's the secret? How do they have the ability to do it? Zokhtach Sam Sofer, you want to know what the secret is? It's because when Hashem created the world, He created it Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikereshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikereshis. And it was Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Emaisa Bereshis, literally, that the only way the Torah is going to have a Kiyum is if Klal Yisrael is going to keep the Torah. So says the Chassam Sofer, listen to this lashon. Yodua ki bereishis b'riyas ha'olam hisna kadosh baruch hu im kol ativiyim she'tiyah mishubadim l'toyra v'shoimreha. Almost exactly the lashon of the Arachayim. The world should be mishubad to toyra v'shoimreha. V'zeu ha'oseis v'amoysim she'yesh ba'olam she'boim tzadikim v'goizrim. That you find tzadikim can come, they can be goizer. Al eisha lo yisroi. A tzadik could say fire shouldn't burn. V'al ha'shemesh ha'yamoid. Or that the sun should stop. Valamayim sheyibaka, or the seas should split. without mentioning names, the Chasam Sofer is going through different lifesim that happened in Jewish history. It's not a chiddush. Kichein hisna kodesh baruch bereishis habria. V'al kein nekel ma'od l'rapinchas ben yar ligzar el anor shatibaka. U'mikolshke l'eliyo anovi lefkaya hayarden. V'chelu rab chanita ben dois nashayoy malachoy mitzviyadlik. V'rabbis kehen afilu b'dairus o'achroinim. And that's the connection between the beginning and the end. And that's the koyach that the tzaddik has. Tzaddik goyzer v'akodesh baruch hu mekayim is because the way the world works, the way the teva of the world works, is that it defers to the Torah and to the Oimlei HaTorah and to the Shomrei HaTorah. And that's why you find tzaddikim were able to perform miracles. So we have four mahalchim in terms of how miracles happen. Tefillah and Shemos, what Chasam Sofer talks about in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin in his Tshuva, to Ramosha Teitelbaum, the Heilige Yismach Moshe. Then we have the concept, we have the concept of the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. And in the presence of a Tzadik, the mask, the cover has been blown, and as a result, it's just a different type of Hanhaga. There's more Hiskalos in the Mechitzas of the Tzadik. And then we have this idea, the idea of the Archaim HaKadosh and Parashas B'Shalach, which is also an idea of the Chasam Sofer, where you find this concept of Bereshis Bar L'Kim HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, that Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereshis, and the Chasam Sofer says that's the idea of Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, because the Tzadik has the ability to be Goyzer, these L'Shoinois, Al Eisha L'Yisroif, Al HaShem HaSheyamoid, Al HaMayim SheYibaka, that's a koyach that a Tzadik has based on the idea of Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. But just to end with one Ha'ara, we mentioned Super Raid, so just to end with one Ha'ara that you did Nafshi, Rav Levi Chomsky shared with me. And that is a Dover Nifla B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara said on the bottom of the Yomid, the last Gemara that we learned, that David HaMelech was very, very bizarre. He was bizarre. In fact, he even talked about this tzar. The pasuk says, "Al shmeinim meyos chalo bepamechos." So, what exactly was he referring to? So, says the Gemara, David HaMelech, when he used to go out and he would fight. David was a warrior, and when he would fight wars, say he would be zayrek chetz, he would shoot an arrow, and he was able to kill 800 people. V'hoyim misaneach al masayim. But he was very disappointed. You know why? Because he felt, why can I only kill 800? I want to be able to kill 1,000. I'm short 200. Well, what is 1,000? D'chsid eicha yirdayv echad elef. Because you see, there's a concept of Echel will be able to be right of Elif. Yotza, Baskel, Amra, Baskel came out and said, Rak bidvar Uriah Hachiti. You want to know what this is about? This is about Uriah Hachiti. The Vilna Gaon left over, as we know, countless ksavim. The Vilna Gaon wrote literally Al Kol HaTorah Kula. And after the Vilna Gaon passed away in the year 1797, the Vilna Gaon's sons, Rab Avram ben Hagra, who was very, very famous, and his son Rab Leib ben Hagra, so they took it upon themselves that they were going to be matfis, and they would put together all the different ksavim of the Heligatata of the Vilna Gaon. Rab Avram ben Hagra, however, he passed away prematurely. He died at the age of 43, several years after the Vilna Gaon had passed away, and as a result, he left this work unfinished. So after he passed away, his own son, who was the Vilna Gaon's grandson, whose name was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, he took it upon himself that he's going to start working on printing all the ksavim that his Zayda left over. He was a Rav in Slonim, and that's why he was known as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mislonim, but he wasn't from the Rebbe's in Slonim, but he was from very, very Litvish Yichas. He was literally a Ben Achaben. His father was Rabbi Avram Ben Agra. His Zayda was not other than the Vilna Gaon. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mislonim, he took upon himself to put out the Vilna Gaon Sfarim. And one of the Sfarim that he worked on was the Bir HaGron Shulchan Aruch. Epic, Sheba, epic, Sheba, epic. Literally, the Bir HaGron. And he wrote a Hakdama. He wrote a Hakdama to the Bir HaGron. So Rabbi Levi pointed me to this Hakdama. And he said, if you go through the Hakdama, first of all, every word here is golden. Now you can imagine. So, I mean, this is a Hakdama that he's writing about his Seda. And in the middle of the Hakdama, he talks about how the Vilna Gaon was a Makatzer. Right, we know the kitzer of the Vilna Gaon was very, very legendary. So the Vilna Gaon was very makatzer. And he talks about why he was makatzer. And he says the Vilna Gaon thought it was a sign of chachma, that real chachamim know how to be makatzer. And he says that's what Rav meant, because he held that derech hachachma is to talk b'derech kitzara. This is the way it is. And historically, It was always that way. And he said the Vilna Gaon was a very, very medactic in every single word that he wrote and every syllable that came out of his mouth. It was done b'tachlis hadiktok. That's always the way it was. And he said, not just that, but when he learned Chazal, he approached it with the same sensitivity. He understood that Chachamim amekatzer, so that sometimes you'll go through a piece in the Rishonim and it looks like it's written by Richos. It's really bekitzer, and really, the real estate is so valuable. Every word and every letter is worth so much that you have to be meshayer it properly with that sensitivity, understanding there isn't an extra word, there isn't an extra letter. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the Enochel, the Goyin, said that's the way the Goyin used to learn all Divrei Chazal. And not only Divrei Chazal, he said that's the way he used to learn Rishonim. He said, Loizu Divrei Chazal. But Afsu Rashi, V'chol G'doyle Meforshei HaKadmoinim. Hoye Muchzik L'daitoi. He had an attitude, Shein Chocham Moitzi Metachas Yodai Dover Oyoiz She'inim Mesukim Mechumim. There's nothing that's ever written that's out of context. Every single word has a cheshbon. And then he said, I'll give you an example where the Vilna Goyen went to great lengths to be Miyashiv a Diyak in a Rashi that I don't know if anyone would have even made. What's that Diyak? It's the last Rashi in today's daf. In Masechtas Ma'akon Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Let's see Rashi. The Gemara says that David HaMelech felt very, very bad because when he would shoot an arrow, he would kill 800 people. He wanted to kill 1,000 because he knew the bracha was Eicha Yirdeif Echad Elef. And he felt that the bracha wasn't being Niskayim. So what happened? Yotza Baskel came out and said, Rak Bidvar Urya Achiti. You want to know why you're only able to kill 800 and not 1,000? It's because of Urya Achiti. So Rashi says three words. Zok Tehilge Rashi. Bidvar Urya Achiti, not Luloy Masayim. It's because of the chet with Urya Achiti. Because David HaMelech had killed Urya Achiti. Right, makes sense. Why would it be Urya, not Batsheva? Because usually, when Chazal talk about the chet of David, they refer more to the chet of Batsheva. But over here, it's like a mida keneged mida. He killed Urya Achiti, so it's for that reason he didn't have the ability to kill 1,000 people. So it was because of what happened Urya Achiti. It's for that reason not luloy masayim. 200 were taken away from him. So the Vilna Gaon made a diak niflo. Again, it doesn't sound like a diak, but if you think about it, it's an incredible diak. Rashi says not luloy masayim. You know what's implied from Rashi? What's implied from Rashi is that before the Maisa with Urya Achiti, David HaMelech really was able to kill 1,000. But it's Bidvar Urya Achiti that now all of a sudden 200 were taken away from him. And the Goyim said, how did Rashi know that? Mechateisi. Maybe previously Rashi wasn't really, David HaMelech wasn't really on the level where he'd been able to do it. And then Bidvar Urya Achiti, later he would have been on the Madrega, but because of Urya Achiti, he wasn't able to. Rashi says that bidvar Urya Achiti not luloy masayim, as if to say there was a time where he was able to kill 1,000, but now because of what happened with Urya Achiti, now suddenly 200 were taken away. So the Vilna Gaon said like this: he said there's two psukim in Nach that talk about David HaMelech's ability to go ahead and kill. There's a pasuk in Shoftim Perikei where the pasuk says, "No, that's the wrong pasuk. That was earlier in the daf." The pasuk is in Shmuel Beis. It's Perik Chav Beis, it's Pasik Mem Dalet. The Pasik says, Vatifalteni me rive ami, tishmireni l'roish goyim, am lo yodati, yavduni. So the Pasik says, Vatifalteni me rive ami, people were fighting with me, tishmireni l'roish goyim, am lo yodati, yavduni. The word that's used is tishmireni l'roish goyim. There's another Pasik, and this Pasik is in Tehillim, it's Perik Yudches, where the Pasik says, Tifalteni me rive am, Tisimeni l'roish goyim, am lo yadati yavduni. It's the same exact pasuk. The first pasuk says tishmereni l'roish goyim. The second pasuk says tisimeni l'roish goyim. Why in one pasuk it is tishmereni and the other pasuk it is tisimeni? So the Vilna Gaon said that the word tishmereni, the gematria is exactly 1,000. Tishmereni is the gematria 1,000. He said the word tisimeni is chaser the resh, which means it's gematria 800. He said the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, that pasuk happened before Dvar Urya Achiti. And then he was tishmereni l'roish goyim. He wasn't just l'roish goyim, but he was tishmereni l'roish goyim. Tishmereni is begematria 1,000, it's begematria 1,000, and the remez was that he was echad, who was able to go ahead and kill 1,000 people. As opposed to in Tehillim, it wasn't tishmereni, it was tisimeni. Tisimeni is not gematria 1,000, it's gematria 800. And this is a remez witness to the fact that he was able to kill now only 800 people. But said the Vilna Gaon, in Tishmereini L'Rosh Gaon, you see that there was a time where David HaMelech was able to kill 1,000. And that's what Rashi knew. And Rashi, B'Lashoynoi Hazov, said, B'Dvar Uriachiti, Notlu Loi Masayim, that it was because of Uriachiti that 200 were taken away from him. How did Rashi know 200 were taken away? Maybe he never had the 200. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, who was the enekel of the Gaon, said, I heard from my Zayda, that my Zayda said that this is how we know. Because he was medayik the chiluk between Tishmereini and Tissimeini. And Rashi was bothered, why the Shinoi Aloshin? Why only that word? There must be a difference. You know what the difference is? The difference is in the Ois Reish. If that's the case, there's a raya that it was 1,000 previously. So this not Luloi Masayim, which is a diik, which is a Rashi that everybody would just run through, said Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the Gaon understood as a pshat. And not only did he say a pshat based on a gematria and based on a diik nifla, that you have to be the Vilna Gaon to be able to chap a difference between these two psukim that are talking literally about this, that David is L'Rosh Gaon, and that was his way of making his point in his hakdama to the Bir Hagra, that the Vilna Gaon was so mekatzer because he had such chashivas for every word, and that's the way he learned. When he learned to Rishon, he learned thinking that the Rishon was also equally as mekatzer, and every single word was done with a tremendous cheshbon and a tremendous diktok.